A word for you from 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17. Therefore come out from among them, and be separate, says the Lord. Touch not what is unclean, and I will receive you. It is often said that we should not be so negative, we should not use the word not. And so it is considered to be very unpopular and unhelpful if we speak about the knots of the Bible. Nevertheless, it is true that the Bible remains unapologetic about the many knots that it has. Be not, touch not, love not, set not, walk not, and enter not are just a few of them. And so our text for today says, touch not what is unclean. And it might be an unpopular type of verse, and it was written nevertheless to Second Corinthians to believers who were compromising or in danger of compromising. And so when Paul writes to them, he says in an earlier verse, what fellowship has Christ with Belial? Be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. There was a type of partnership springing up as they began to compromise in this church. And that same compromise is in danger, we're in danger of falling into the same thing today. Sometimes we think we can witness, testify better if we are more positive, try and avoid the word touch not. And sometimes we might quote, even in Corinthians it says, don't fall into the laws of those who say touch not, taste not. Well, it is true that legalism won't save us. And there are those who think that we are justified by the works of the law. But no, this is written to believers, those who are Christians, those who have been justified by faith, and because they saved, Paul writes, inspired by the Holy Spirit, and says, therefore, touch not the unclean thing. It doesn't help for a sinner, one who's not bowed to Christ, who doesn't enjoy the forgiveness of sins, to try and touch not, be unequally yoked, because it is trying to pull himself up by his bootstraps. It is as useless as telling a leopard to change its spots. Nothing will help if you are not saved. But if you're a Christian, the Lord says, touch not the unclean thing. So avoid what is unclean, what is worldly, what the Holy Spirit reveals in His Word and in your heart is unclean.